Anybody ever loved you like Jesus? Yeah. Amen. It's good to see everyone back tonight. Had a good service this morning. I think the pastor got the demons straight up there this morning, so he got that straight. He can go on and preach or something else tonight. Amen. It is good to see everyone. Good to see folks here. Turn to Malachi chapter 3 tonight. Malachi, last book in your Old Testament. Malachi chapter number 3. Anybody here like change? Most people don't. I kind of like it. I like change a lot of times. Most people don't. Think of change, you think of something bad automatically, right? Look at Malachi chapter 3. Look at verse number 6. One verse of scripture. It's a very familiar verse. The Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, because he does not change, he said, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." I'm going to preach a few minutes tonight on unchangeable things in your life. Let's pray. Brother John Locklear, you pray for us, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for allowing us to come back tonight, Lord. Thank you for
thank you, Lord.
Touch us. Help us, Lord. Verses, Lord. Lord,
be good to us,
Lord.
Lord,
thank you for the congregation we have here tonight, Lord. Lord, thank you for the sweet spirit on the singing and hearing that. Lord, just pray for the view of the man of God tonight as he brings forth to bear the life.
Help us, Lord, Lord God.
Pray for me and also, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
You deal with the hearts, Lord, they see their need for salvation, Lord.
Lord,
they see that they're lost and they're dying, Lord, the devil's still, Lord. Lord, that you just trouble, Lord, that they get saved, Lord. All cleanse you, Lord, and Lord, pray for us that are saved, Lord, that we'd be the Christians that we should be, Lord, and live that Christian life, Lord, and give you all the praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I am the Lord, I change not. It's a very familiar verse. In the context of the scripture, he's talking about, he said, ye sons of Jacob will not consume. He's talking about his covenants that he made with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Israel, right? And he made these covenants with them. And he said he changes not, therefore they are not consumed. And they'd fall away from God and then they'd come back to him. And he would honor those covenants. And if you look at the word change, the first time it's mentioned in your Bible, it's Jacob and Laban. And how he used, Jacob said, and he changed my wages 10 times. In other words, he would tell him one thing, right, and when it come time to do, he would change it.
Yeah.
And tell him something else and change it. And God said he's not like that.
Yeah.
If he tells you something, you can take it to the bank, as the old saying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If he writes you a check, that thing's good.
Yeah, right.
If I write you a check, you better investigate that situation. That thing might bounce, man. But if God writes you a check, it ain't going to bounce. It's going to be good.
Right.
He said, I am the Lord, I change not. And whether you like it or whether you don't, things change.
Right.
And just human nature, we automatically think of change as being something bad because we're creatures of habit. That's why the deer get killed, because they're creatures of a habit, amen. And you figure those habits out and Ted Mack shoots them and kills them, amen. We're creatures of habit. We think of change being bad. Change is not always bad. I've seen some changes around here since we came back in 2019. I've seen some changes, and at the time they looked devastating, but you know what? God worked it for good. And I see people doing things right now today that if things hadn't changed, they might not be doing. That's how God works. Amen. Things change for whatever reason. Things change, and God works that thing out to the good. Now, if you're going to succeed, I want to be a success,
right?
If you start a business, you want to succeed. You want to count the costs and know what you're doing and plan and be a success. If we want to be success in anything, we're going to have to have a firm footing on us. And you and I that have been born again by the grace of God, we want to be a success for Jesus Christ. We don't want to be a bunch of castaways.
Right.
That's ruining our life and ruining our testimony where God has to put us up on the shelf and can't use us. We want to be in the battle. We want to be in the fight. We want to be a success for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you're going to be a success, you need a firm footing.
Right.
Have to have some place you can stand. You're going to need something constant that you can stand on in your life if you're going to succeed. Something that you know's always going to be there and it's always going to be the same.
Amen.
Things fluctuate in this old world and people put their attention and their hearts and their minds on things that constantly change. Then they wonder, why is my life such a wreck? Because the focus of your life is on something or someone that changes, not on the one that does it.
Right.
I don't care what kind of athlete you are. If you can't get a good footing, you ain't going to do it.
Right.
That's why, you know, the basketball game, right? Somebody falls on the court. And all that sweat and stink gets on the court, right? Mm-hmm. What's the first thing to do? About 9 people jump out with towels and mop that stuff up. Why? Because if they can't get a firm footing, ain't nobody going to dunk the basketball. Amen.
Right.
That's how it works. That's why when you play football, you wear cleats in the grass because those cleats will give you a firm footing.
Right.
Same thing in your life, same thing in your marriage, same thing in your Christian walk. You have to have a firm footing. You have to have something constant that does not change. We have like sonar and GPS and Lowrance and all that now to navigate on the oceans, right? Wasn't very long ago they didn't have that. You know what they had? They had the North Star. You know where it is? It's in the north.
Yeah.
Right there. And it doesn't matter where you are, that North Star was going to be in the north. Amen.
Yeah, right.
And they could count on that thing. And they could look at that North Star and measure by that star. And they could tell exactly where they were. Not because they wouldn't change their position, but because that star didn't change.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We need something like that in our life, something constant. Those men in the daytime, they might not have a clue where they were, but come a clear night, they could see that star and it was constant and they could depend on it and they knew where they were.
Right. Amen.
I am the Lord, I change not.
Yeah, thank God.
It's what he said. Just had the earthquake in Turkey. Y'all seen that? Y'all seen that, right? That thing looked it awful. Man, it just tore the whole place up, right? Last I heard, there were 28,000 people have been confirmed dead. Now you think about that. 9/11 turned our country upside down. And a bunch of Arabs flew them planes into the buildings, and 3,000 people got killed. 3,000. 28,000 people got killed in those earthquakes. And I've said this before, an earthquake is a terrible thing on someone's mind, my understanding of it. If they're in a bad earthquake like that, for years after they have nightmares. And it'll disrupt their life. Why? Because some things just ain't supposed to happen.
Yeah, right.
Your mind knows that the earth is not supposed to move like that.
Right, yeah.
Your mind knows you as just a human being, the earth is not supposed to move. It's supposed to be constant. So when that thing that's supposed to be constant in your life is disrupted, it will tangle your mind up.
Yeah, right.
It's a terrible thing. There's a place near where we lived in Three Forks, it's called Quake Lake. And in 1959, had an earthquake, and about half that mountain just slid down to a valley, a little narrow valley. And you really, without seeing it, you really can't get your mind around it. A whole mountain could have covered up Hamlet, slid down, and blocked that valley. And you ride through there now, and you look at that thing, and it's kind of an eerie place. I kind of liked it. There's a lake there and you can fish and we've seen some bighorn sheep. I liked it, but we'd ride through there and made my wife nervous. I'd be like, man, that mountain might fall. No, she's going, shut up. I was like, we'd be in heaven. I mean, right? You ain't going to live through a mountain falling on you. She'd be quiet. the place, but you look at it and you try to wrap your mind around the earth moving. And it'll jumble your mind up because the earth is supposed to be constant, right?
Right.
You know what that tells you? This earth ain't constant.
Right, yeah, right, right, right.
It changes.
Yeah, amen.
That verse says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Lord don't change. Now, he changes how he deals with men.
Right.
That's why you and I ain't sacrificing a bull tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank God.
I'm glad we ain't got to sacrifice a bull.
Amen.
We cleaned them two hogs down, Brother Jeff. Meant like to work about 12 of us to death. I couldn't imagine doing that all the time. Amen. We're not doing that tonight. Why? Because the Lord changed the way he dealt with men.
Right.
But he himself, what he is, does not change. He's always holy. He's always just. He's always righteous. He's always pure. He himself never changes. People, even Christian people, they make the center of their life something that it shouldn't be. And then when that thing changes, they're blown about with every wind. I thought about this just then sitting there. So it's probably not a good thought, but I'm going to say it. You know, your life should be like the solar system. Everybody likes science. I like science. How boys like science, don't you? Y'all don't like science. Solar system, right? You got all the planets. That's the way God set it up. And Venus and Earth, Mercury and Earth and Neptune, all the planets. And you know what? Earth's a good thing, man. Hallelujah. I'm glad I live here. But you know what's going on? What are all the planets rotating around? What's the center? The sun. You know what the center of your life should be?
Yeah, right.
Not Mercury.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Man, that's your wife. You got a wife, you got a good thing. You got a husband, you got a good thing. You got children, you got a good thing, but they shouldn't be the center of your life.
Right.
The center of your life should be the sun, not the S-U-N,
yeah,
but
right.
The S-O-N.
Yeah, yeah,
well, why is that? Ain't I supposed to love my husband? You sure are. Ain't I supposed to love my wife? You sure are.
Yeah.
Ain't I supposed to love my children? You sure are. And I'm supposed to love my church people? You sure are, but they're not the center of your life.
Right.
Because they change.
Mm-hmm.
Some newlywed sitting there with a stupid look on her face. Oh, my husband ain't going to change. You've been married a week, lady. My wife ain't going to change. Just hang on. Sometimes she's going to be Mercury. She's going to be hot. Sometimes she's going to be Pluto, buddy. She's going to be cold. That's how it works. That's how all of us. Because we change, because we're people. But if the focus of our life,
that's good.
The focus of our life is something that does not change, we'll always have that constant.
Yeah, amen.
And when these other things change in our life, it's not going to turn our life upside down, because what we're rotating around, the focus of our life, the S-O-N, is constant. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
It's like, turn to Exodus chapter 40 with me. Exodus chapter 40. So God had Moses lead these people out to the desert, right? His people. And right there bumming around the desert and making a mess and doing good and falling away and doing all these things. But you know what they had? The constant that they had was the leading and guiding of the Lord. You know the constant thing you have in your life, if you'll let it take place, is the leading and guiding of the Lord. Those problems at the job wouldn't bother us quite as much if we stayed in the book and concentrated on the Lord a little bit more, wouldn't they? Those problems with the children wouldn't throw us for the loop that they do. And I've been there and done that. I'm not making light of it. They wouldn't throw us for a loop like we do if we focus more on the constant and less on the changeable. Look at Exodus 40, verse number 38. Bible says, "For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel," Exodus 40 and 38, "throughout all their journeys." until they got to that promised land, that cloud of pillar and cloud of fire, the presence of the Lord was with them until he guided them where they were going. No, the constant in our life is or should be the Lord. Why? Because he changes not. Turn to Psalms 40 with me. This is familiar scripture too. Psalms 40. Turn to Psalms 40 with me. Psalm number 40. It's a psalm of David, the Bible says. David the psalmist, the great king of Israel, wrote this psalm. Look at Psalms 40 and verse number 1. The Bible says in Psalms 40 and 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. You know what the psalmist says? He said he was in a mess. He was in miry clay. And there wasn't anything he could do to help himself. He said the Lord inclined to him, heard him, and pulled him up out of that miry clay and set his feet on something solid, amen?
Right.
Set his feet on a solid rock that didn't shift and didn't change and didn't sink. The Lord was his rock and helped establish his goings and set his feet on something constant that would not change in his life.
Amen.
I spent a lot of time back in the day down on the river down here. Oh, I was a young man. I worked 12-hour shifts. I worked three on, three off. So I had a lot of time off. And I had a buddy. He ain't working off. He cut firewood. He lived in a home. He didn't need much money. He cut firewood for a living. So we spent a lot of time on the river. We were trapping people's beaver ponds for them. Had beavers tearing their pond up. They wouldn't let us fish. So if you want the beavers out, you got to let us fish. Amen. So we trapped the beavers out and fished their ponds. And we spent a lot of time on the river. And we ran trot lines and set bush hooks. We bought a gill net, man. We set fish baskets. You name it, down in that river, we've done it. Had a little John boat. Spent a lot of time on the river. And that river down there, it can be a muddy mess. And it's a strange kind of mud. When that water drops down those river banks, it's really firm. It's not squishy, icky mud. It's kind of firm, right? But it's so slick a goat can't walk on it, amen. A goat can climb up on top of this church.
Yeah.
That dude can't walk on that river bank down there. It's slick.
Yeah.
But if it gets low enough where you got your flat spot to walk on, you can get along on it pretty good. And you're walking along, and then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, one of your feet sink up in that stuff. So then you got your leg, one of them jacked up all here, one of them down in the hole, and that's a blessing. And then that stuff, it ain't like just water or like sand. You know, your foot's all down and you can't get your stinking foot out. It's miry. And it's clinging to you and it won't let you go. And sometimes when you pull your foot out, you leave your boot down in the hole, amen. And then you're dancing around trying not to get all that mud on your sock while you dig your boot out because you've got to put it back in your boot, amen. You know what it is? It is a miry mess.
Right. Yeah, it's good.
You realize that sin's like that. You can be walking along in that hole. Boy, it's easy to get into. It's easy to get into. You can get into it and not even really be trying. Just not paying attention. Sin's like that. If you're just cruising along and your mind's distracted and you're not focusing on the Lord, focusing on things of the Lord, you can find yourself in some situations, some sinful situations that you didn't plan on. You didn't plan on it. It's easy to get into, but just like that miry clay, friend, it's hard to get out of, amen.
Right.
You can get yourself in some sinful situations that are easy to get into, but they're hard to get out of. And for lost people, listen to me, it's impossible for them to get out on their own.
Right.
People trying to do good and do better and turn over a new leaf and get religion and quit this and stop that where they can be saved and go home to heaven, it's impossible.
Right.
You know what you need? You need something constant in your life. You need the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. One unchangeable thing that you need in your life is the Lord. He changes. No.
Yeah, right.
Second thing you need, turn to Lamentations chapter 3 with me. right after the book of Jeremiah. It's a little book of Lamentations, and that's Jeremiah lamenting over the state of Israel, where they had just been destroyed. But in the middle of this book, he's going to make a statement. It's a good statement. It'll help you. In the middle of all this bad things happening, all this carnage, he makes a statement. Look at Lamentations chapter 3. Look at verse 22. The Bible says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." Look what verse 23 says. "They are new every morning. Great is thy faith." You know something that's unchangeable? The compassion of God. It's new every morning. Listen to me. It's never going to run out. God's compassion and care for people and for his children. God always loves his children. Always loves his children. "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." That's my favorite verse in the Bible. He's a compassionate God. You know, people have compassion on you sometimes. You and I have compassion sometimes. But you know the thing about people is that sometimes people's compassion, it just runs out. No. This is the 985th time they have done that. I'm sick of it. And I'm not saying there's not a time you got to cut somebody loose, right? But I'm talking about compassion. Our compassion runs out. Even the best of us, amen, God's compassion never runs out. What can separate us from the love of Christ? According to Romans chapter 8, nothing or nobody. You know what a constant, an unchangeable thing that you need in your life is? The compassion of God. If you belong to him, if you belong to the Lord, his compassions will never fail. You know what? His compassions, what did verse say? Verse says, "Great is thy faithfulness." You know what you and I should be? We should be faithful. We just should. If you've been born again by the grace of God, you're a Christian, you and I should be faithful. But that's something we can be. It's not what we are. Faithful is what he is.
Yeah, right.
Revelation 19, faithful and true is his name. God can't not be faithful.
Yeah, right.
He can't be. His compassions fail not. His compassions, listen to me, are not determined on your or my obedience. It's just not. You know, when he chastising you, he's doing it because he's compassionate.
Right.
We don't think of it that way, right? When you spank your child, it should be because you're having compassion on that child and you don't want him to grow up to be a stinking bank robber and wind up in prison. Amen.
Right.
Not because you're just going to beat them because they've earned it. You should be doing it because you have compassion on that child. His compassions fail not. His compassions are not determined by our obedience or our faithfulness.
Right.
You need some unchangeable things in your life. One thing you need in your life is the Lord. The compassion of God is unchangeable. You know what else you need in your life to be a constant part of your life? Turn to Psalms 119 with me. Psalms 119. Verse number 89. Got two verses here. Look at Psalms 119. The whole chapter, Psalms 119, is devoted to the Word of God, the statutes of God. Look at Psalms 119. Look at verse number 89. The Bible says in Psalm 119:89, says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven."
Right.
Forever, his word is settled in heaven. Look at verse number 160 with me. Look over at verse number 160. Bible says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." You know, a constant, unchangeable thing you need in your life is this book.
Yeah, right.
Now, we talked this morning about how those men were there where the help was available, and they turned around and walked off. You know what we'll do many times? We'll have that help laying on our table.
Yeah,
right. And we'll walk right by that thing. And we're struggling in our life. And we're struggling in our marriage. And we're struggling with our children. And we're struggling in business.
Yeah, right.
And we're struggling with ourselves. And we're not satisfied. Nothing satisfies us.
Right.
Nothing makes us happy. And we're just walking right by the constant thing that can help.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And looking for other things and other people and other situations and trying new things and trying this and trying that.
That's good.
And we're not going to where the help is.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. You realize that book, it says it's settled in heaven.
Yeah, right.
Hey, some people don't believe this King James Bible is the Word of God.
Yeah, right.
If they're saved, they're going to get to heaven and see they was wrong. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. It's going to be there.
Right.
Well, I'll use the version that suits me best. Something different can't be the same.
Yeah, right.
People are using books that call themselves Bible. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for help. And they're not finding it. And they wonder why. Mm-hmm. That's your help right there.
Right.
It's constant.
Good.
It never changes. Turn to Proverbs 24 with me. Proverbs chapter number 24. Talking about some unchangeable things in your life. Proverbs chapter 24. Look at verse number 21 with me. It says, "My son, fear the Lord." That's what Brother Ted said this morning in Sunday school. Amen. "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change." Why? Look at verse 22. "For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both?" Both, the ones that are given to change and the ones that meddle. You know anybody that you just don't ever know what you're going to get with them?
Yeah, right.
And you walk up to them and you're always on the defense with them. I worked with a guy. He's a nice guy, jam up guy. Just a nice fella you ever want to meet. But he liable to flip the switch. And it's one of that dude ain't in prison for killing somebody. He would just lose his mind, go insane. And next day come in, he's regular old Joe, amen. It take me long to figure out I can't be hanging around this guy much. Because I'm going to be laughing, joking. He's going to take that thing the wrong way and somebody's going to be killing somebody else, amen. Man was crazy. He was giving the change.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He wasn't the same. He wasn't constant. He changed in his life. The Bible says, meddle not with people like that.
Yeah, right.
Because he's going to bring their life to ruin. And if you meddle and hang around with them, it's going to bring your life to ruin also.
Mm-hmm.
So what the book says, don't be meddling around with all them old things that call themselves Bibles.
Right.
He say, what you preaching that here for? I don't know why I'm preaching. It's just what's on my heart. Amen.
Right.
Don't be meddling around with something that changes.
Right.
Don't be meddling around with something that's unchangeable.
Right.
Don't be meddling around with something. You got the book. You have the words of God in your hand. Every one of them's true.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what you need in your life? You need some unchangeable things in your life.
All right.
You know what the issue is in somebody's life? Because the focus and their energy and their effort is all focused on something or someone that's constantly changing. And when that thing changes, you have to change with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I am the Lord. God said in his book, I change not. Mm-hmm. No, the focus of your life should be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen.
And his book. It don't change.
Right.
All the other things in your life come off and through of Jesus, but God Almighty is the center and the focus of your life.
Yeah, amen.
You know what that thing will do? That thing will calm your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it'll do? It'll help your life.
Yeah, amen.
You know what it'll do? It'll help your attitude.
Right.
Man, I got a bad attitude sometimes.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't, but I do. You know what would help all of us? If we focus on the unchangeable things more in our life.
Yeah.
It'll help us in our relationships. It'll help us in our service to God. It'll help us in everything we do. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe you want to come to the altar tonight. We'll give you a minute.